Welcome to Savage Voices!
Hey, Doc. I don't know how I ended up here. Maybe I took a wrong turn at Albuquerque.
Bobby, I tell you what, that Savage Voices is a good show.
Gosh, thanks for having me on.
One day, Savage Voices will take over the world. That Savage Voices there is slicker than snot on a doorknob.
I love Savage Voices. Yeah.
Shut up, Beavis.
I'm ready.
And now, here's your host, William Savage!
Hey everyone, welcome back to Savage Voices. Now, I know it's been a good minute or two since I've talked to you last, and in the last episode I promised that I would talk to you about scams and kind of what to look out for, so let's just jump right into it. So, if you're new to being a business owner, or if you sell on Craigslist or anything else, you will eventually run into some scams. I'm going to tell you about a couple of them that I've recently ran into, and I want you to know kind of what to look for when that happens. And they're all very, very similar. They kind of have their similar themes, or at least the ones that I've ran across. And I'm not talking about the telephone calls that's like, has your warranty expired on your car, or can we buy you a get you to consolidate your credit cards and all that kind of thing. This is a little bit different. This one's more along the lines that, so like for right now, I'm a voice actor, and so I've got a site out there. If you need a voiceover, you can contact me and, you know, tell me what kind of a voiceover you need, and we negotiate payment and so on and so forth, and then we work out the deal. Well, so in that case, somebody will contact me and say, hey, I've got a need for a voiceover gig and we'd like you to do it. You negotiate a price, and then what they'll try to do is they'll try to pay you more than what you negotiated. So the way the scam works is they pay you too much, and then they'll send you a check, and that check looks absolutely real. Very, very, very convincing. And then what happens is you'll take it to your bank, and you'll cash it. Bank thinks it looks real, so they process it. You know, depending on the amount, they might go ahead and put the money in your account. Well, then the person will contact you and go, oh, you know, that job was only $200, but I paid you $1,000. Why not, just for your trouble, cash that check, and then you keep 200 extra. So you keep 400, but go ahead and send me 600 back. You know, for whatever reason, they'll give you some goofy reason or whatever. And then what you'll do is you'll send them $600. Well, lo and behold, that $1,000 check bounces. It doesn't cash. And so that's the big scam. Recently ran across this. Somebody reached out to me with, hey, we'd like you to advertise for us, and so we'll pay you to wear our t-shirts and our hats and our watches to advertise for us, and we'll pay you X number of dollars a week. Normally, I avoid this kind of stuff because most of the time it's a scam, and it was again this time, but what similar thing happened is they're like, okay, great. And they didn't really ask for any information that wasn't already public knowledge on my website or anything, so other than my t-shirt size. And so I said, sure, you know, I can do that. On the off chance, it was possibly a real thing. But, of course, it wasn't. They sent me a check. They told me they'd pay me $900 to advertise this stuff if I'd wear it, you know, 2 days a week for the next 6 weeks. And I was like, whatever, you know, I mean, that's a way to advertise. I go to events and things. I am out in public quite a bit, so check comes in the mail. Right away, I noticed that the from is a paint company when this was supposed to be a promo company. So it was like all four promos, and then it comes and it's like Jabari Paint Company or something. It was weird. So I was like, okay. And then it was like $2,950. And so, of course, your red flags are going up right away, right? So the funny thing was, is it was issued supposedly from Chase Bank, which I actually bank at Chase Bank. So go there and have them check it out. And they're like, yeah, this is not even a real account. So immediately I knew it was fake. Funny thing is, this company has never contacted me again. I think maybe they realized that I was on to them, because right away when they submitted it, I said, yeah, and I don't normally do this, and I'm on to the scams, but, you know, go ahead. And they sent it anyway, but I'm sure that they're using somebody else's account to pay for the postage and all that, so they're never out any money. But, you know, things like that happen. Whenever I was a DJ, we had a DJ business. I would get every now and then an inquiry where somebody needed to throw a party for someone, and always was a military family member, you know, that was overseas, and, you know, they're not going to be here to pay for it. And so what they needed me to do was go do something weird, and it was always just something cockamamie, or, you know, we'll pay you, you know, a lot of times was, can we pay you through PayPal, and then we'll give you an extra whatever for your money and for your troubles, and then what we need you to do with that extra money is go take it and get some gift cards or something and send it to us so that we can get party supplies, or, you know, it was always something just weird, or they had some extra task for you to do. If anybody ever tries to get your services and then wants you to pay you extra and have you either send them money back or go do something with that money, it's always a scam. Always. Don't ever let any, I mean, the only way that wouldn't be a scam is if you knew them personally and you kind of worked out a deal with them and they gave you cash or something. But if somebody wants to pay you more than what you said you were wanting to do the job for, and then you have to take that money and either give them the balance or anything like that, it's always, always, always a scam. So if you're in business for yourself, whether you're selling something on Craigslist, if you're, you know, providing a service for someone, just watch out for those scams. Use your instinct or your gut, because 9 times out of 10, if you feel like it's a scam, if it seems too good to be true, most likely it is. So that's all I've got today. I just wanted to kind of give you that little tidbit, just to watch out for that. If you're a small business owner, or if you're kind of freelancing and doing something for yourself, you're going to run into this. It's just out there. It's rampant. Be on the lookout for it. And again, if something seems odd or fishy, too good to be true, it is. So next time, we'll talk a little bit about performance with voiceovers, some things that kind of help, and, you know, just the different styles, some things that I've learned in my time, and things that I'll go over with you, and we'll go from there. So anyway, starting to ramble on. You've probably already turned it off by now, and I don't blame you. But if you have hung on this far, I'm sorry that I keep rambling. We will catch you next time. Until then, everyone, have a good day.